This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Texas people say at least 220 people have been rescued from flooded homes and vehicles because of rising rivers near Houston. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo telling CNN no deaths or serious injuries have been reported. Senate Majority Leader from New York Chuck Schumer is announcing $400 million in funding to help boost security and safety measures at synagogues, mosques, and churches. The move comes on the heel of bomb threats at numerous synagogues in New York over the weekend. Senator Schumer speaking about the new law.
It allows you to put in cameras so you can detect who might do something to your synagogue. Fences, strong windows, and 2 years ago we modified it so you can actually hire personnel.
The move comes as anti-Israel protests continue at college campuses nationwide. Well over 2,000 people have been arrested in recent weeks as the protests have sometimes led to violent confrontations between agitators and police in riot gear. While President Biden has condemned the protests, he has received backlash from both sides of the aisle for his handling of the demonstrations as well. Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman joined CBS and talks about the criticism President Biden has received.
It's perfectly normal if you don't agree with the president on this issue or many other issues. But it's very strange that when we have this incredible, important election right in front of us, well, about 6 months ago, and it's really two stark choices.
Gas prices have fallen over the past few weeks. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, publisher of the Lundberg Survey, tells us how much.
We have the first gasoline price drop of the year as of now. It's a 2 cent decline to $3.75 per gallon for regular grade. This after 15 weeks of surging prices, which rose 59 cents from the start of the year.
This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
A Jewish organization is out with new numbers on anti-Semitic attacks here in the United States as a Jewish-owned bakery in Atlanta, Georgia, targeted multiple times and vandalized. USA's Laura Winters reports.
As pro-Palestinian protests rage on college campuses across the country, the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, reporting a 360% spike in anti-Semitic attacks since the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. Now, the latest anti-Semitic attack in Atlanta, where a Jewish-owned bakery shop on the campus of Emory University targeted, the store vandalized, and the owner of Ali's Cookies, a woman named Nofar Shablis, telling Fox News that a caller threatened to come and burn us. The shop also receiving an email stating, "Your store is going down unless you will stop supporting a country that murders, tortures, and commits a genocide. Police investigating."
A section of I-95 in Norwalk, Connecticut is fully reopened to traffic after a fiery crash closed the road last week. Workers demolishing an overpass that was damaged early Thursday when a car that was merging onto I-95 struck a gasoline tanker that was parked beneath it. Attention now turns to replacing the overpass, which officials say design should be complete within the next few weeks. And no word of Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan will run in the Preakness Stakes, set for 2 weeks in Baltimore. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, are you ready to have the time of your life for the rest of your life? If you want to have your life ignited every day with effortless faith, joy, peace, purpose, and direction, you're going to love this next guest, Barry McGuire, his brand new book, especially Ignite Your Life, Defeat Fear with Effortless Faith. Barry McGuire, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey. How you doing, Bill? Been a long time. Hey, good to hear you.
Yeah, it has been a long time, Barry. I certainly have used your product, the family product, for many years. As we were mentioning, we had a mutual friend that worked for him in Orange County, California, ran an FM country station there, and McGuire product was flowing profusely throughout his garage of 300-plus cars. Yeah.
We're the car guy's car wax. If you're a car guy, you're probably using McGuire's products. So, and nobody waxes their cars but car guys. Car guys buy about 80, the best we can tell, about 86% of all the car wax sold is bought by car guys. So if you're not a car guy, you probably don't even think about car wax anymore. But it's a robust field, and it's about 30 million car guys in the United States. Wow. About 30 wow. million of us. And the nice thing is car guys wax their cars about once a day.
Only.
it's a small, but it's a very active market, so we have a lot of fun. That's our
reason. Well, see, that's when you can tell you're a car guy, because you have a choice. You can go, well, I can go talk to my wife, or I can go wax my car.
Yeah, exactly. I go to the beach, I go to the car, wax my car.
Well, very good fun. Ignite Your Life. Why the book? Why now?
Well, there's a whole bunch of reasons. I could go on and on. Let me see if I can concise it real quick. First off, Karen and I started sharing our faith every day.
Karen, your wife. Karen is infamous wife, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. He's just not name-dropping, just casually. Yes.
Infamous, yes.
Yes, yes, right.
We've been married 6 years. We've been doing this together, and we were searching for joy back during the early days. We were serving the Lord, and we were building a business, and it was a tiny little business at the time. The pressures were on. But we were looking for the Bible sheet talking about joy. We wanted some, and I found a guy. He was the legal affairs secretary for Governor Reagan, and he was the most joyful person I'd ever met. Didn't even talk about Reagan. He just was continuing to tell his stories about sharing his faith and laughing and crying and laughing. It was so much fun, and I thought, I went in on that. And so we've been doing that now for 50 years, and I tell you, we discovered early on, sharing your faith is not this recitation and memorization and the sweating and the stretchy throat. It's just, Jesus says, don't know you're my child, but you love. Well, we do that anyway.
Right,
but if we hadn't have thought it with the intention of leading people to Jesus, not by arguing, not by beating, and really not even forget leading with the Lord, but just loving on people, mentioning God's name so they know that the source of our love is God. But loving on people for the pure purpose, seriously, for loving on them. And when the Holy Spirit's there, and he always is, he convicts them. It's amazing how fast it happens. And quickly they realize, everybody's searching for love. The world's searching for their, nobody has anybody to love on them. And here's a stranger loving on them in the middle of Walmart or wherever.
Yeah.
And they will open up so quickly and tell you their need. And then the scriptures actually say, don't prepare. Luke 12:12 says the Holy Spirit will give you the words to say.
Exactly.
And it always works that way. And he gives you the words, and you see the life changing in front of you, and you realize God orchestrated that conversation in the aisle at Walmart or Starbucks or the waiting room or the airplane or whatever. He puts you together. He's giving you the words to say, a life's being changed, and now you have intimacy with God that is thrilling, and you make God happy with you and make God happy with you. The joy of the Lord, the Lord's happiness, is the joy of my strength, right? He gives me the strength.
Right.
And I walk away from those situations with a bounce in my step, and it happens all day, every day. I'm having the time of my life, and so the book
sounds like
about a subline. Defeat fear with effortless faith. And that's exactly what happened. We can't conjure up faith. I mean, there's too much bad stuff going on to try to have faith in our own strength right now. It's impossible. We can't do that. But when you forget about that and just start loving on people, when you share your faith, there's actually a scripture. Isaiah 43:10, he's, I appointed you as my spokesman, as my witness, so that you will believe. This is how you have wholehearted faith. When you share your faith, you have wholehearted faith because God is working through you. You're actually in intimacy with God. And it changes everything. It's so much fun. And so we have thousands of people literally coming to us now, and the story is always the same. I'm having so much fun. I never knew I could share my faith. I always thought I had to be trained. And I'm just loving on people. And people are coming to the Lord. I at church yesterday, people were standing in line to tell me their stories about all the fun they're having.
That's great. Well, you see, I think sometimes,
fun.
It's not that complicated, Barry, to your point. You know, one of my favorite testimonies in the Bible is from the blind man. You know. I don't understand it. All I know, I was, and now I am. And the difference with Jesus, right?
It's so funny you say that because people say, well, I don't know enough. I had a guy yesterday, tall, good-looking, young guy, maybe late 20s, and he was sharing his faith. He's very, I don't know Scripture. I don't know Scripture like you do, but I heard what you said, so I started doing it. I'm having so much fun. I said, think about it. The most prolific faith-sharing Christians are new Christians. They're new Christians. When they get saved, they don't know Scripture. They don't really know what theology is. Here's what they know. I was blind, and now I see.
Exactly.
It's zeal. It's love for God, and that's all you need. You don't have to be an academic. Forget about it.
Right. Well, and what you're capturing here is the difference between joy and happiness, right, Barry?
I mean,
when you're partnering with God, you understand that there's a level, and our prayer is that joy that you received in the beginning, that you would not forget that joy, that you would hold on to it, right?
Absolutely. Well, you're pretty good for a political commentator, I got to tell you.
Oh, you know, now you're going to make me feel bad because my degree's in theology. You didn't know that, but go ahead.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, okay. Yeah. That starts to make sense. Well, I don't have a degree in theology, but I do know this. This whole thing happens so easy. The name of the book is Ignite Your Life, and that's exactly, it's not an overstatement. I had somebody interview the other day. He was a pastor. He said, Barry, I love your book because it's a book that actually says what it does.
Imagine that, huh?
What this book does, Ignite Your Life. Where do you get it? I said, you can get it on Amazon. It's an Amazon bestseller. He says, this book is incredible. And everybody comes up says the same thing. I feel like I have a new toy. And the difference between happiness and joy, I so appreciate you bringing that out. Happiness comes and goes. I guarantee you today I will be happy and unhappy several times about things going on today. But my joy never leaves me. Nothing robs me of my joy. It has nothing to do with circumstances. It has to do with my relationship with God. And I'm giving him joy, and he's filling me back with his joy.
Yeah, and the thing is it's not like it has a limited capacity. God's joy is unlimited. It's just what we choose. Do we choose to tap into that or just to go on and go chase the latest happening so that we can be happy, right?
Boy, absolutely. God gave me a word. I'm not spacing. I just don't know how to know. But I spoke yesterday at a Victory Outreach up in Chino. And in preparation, God gave me a word during the night three times, impeccable love for God. And I never heard that word. I said, care of this word. What is it? She's pure. I like that. So I started searching scriptures. And this joy is all wrapped up in it, of course, but it's flawless.
Right.
Without blemish. His love for us. and he gives it to us in such abundance that we have the ability to love him back with impeccable love.
Ooh. Exactly. Got to go to break. We got to go to break. Let's pick it up on the other side. More from Barry McGuire. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
We're back with you, America, and I'll tell you, it's such a blessing to talk with Barry McGuire. When you talk to Barry McGuire, you can't be depressed. You know, he's so effusive of God's joy that even if you were down for a moment, he would lift you up just with his personality and his enthusiasm for life. Barry, before we get on and talk more about your new book, Ignite Your Life, Defeat Fear and Effortless Faith, I've been meaning to ask you, how did you meet Karen?
In school. I didn't have to go to school because I had a family business. I didn't need a degree. But my mm-hmm. parents begged me to go to this Christian school in our town. I was born and raised in Pasadena. It was Pasadena College. Now it's Mount Hermon Nazarene University. And so I said, okay. She said, you don't have to worry about grades. You don't have to graduate. Just go. Nobody in our family's ever gone to college. So the night before my freshman year started in the snack shack, I met Karen. Actually, I figured, you know what? I didn't even need to go to college. I met her before I even got started. But we got married in my senior year. I was student body president, and I was working 20 hours keeping the books for our little family business at the time. It was a wild year. But we have grown together, and both of us have perfect health at 82 years of age.
Thank God.
We could fly every week somewhere, often getting up at 4:30 in the morning. Karen never complains. We love our life. We laugh. We just have so much fun together doing what we were privileged to do. At this moment in time, we get to represent God, you know. It's
how cool is that?
I can't believe that we have these lives that we have.
Right. And the message that you're bringing to people, I mean, you talk about the harvest. You know, you said, look at the harvest. Look out there and see. You know, the problem we have is not with the harvest, it's with the harvesters. And to this point, recent studies report that more than 75% of all Christians are living in fear today. It makes you wonder if you're a Christian at all, if fear is driving your life. I don't mean to be that hard about it, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I think God's grace is wonderful. But I can tell you this, they're not having fun.
Yes.
And I know that when you live in fear, you're not living in faith, and without faith, it's impossible to please God. Mm-hmm. And everything is tied to wholehearted faith. In James 1, he says, I'll answer your prayers if you're not wavering. If you're worrying and praying at the same time, you waver, don't expect to receive anything from me. He says, I'll direct your steps if you trust me with your whole heart. So this wholehearted faith is absolutely bedrock critical if we want the blessings of God. Folks, if you want God to answer your prayers, if you want God to direct your steps, and you better have him direct your steps today, you don't know what's around the corner. You need that.
Exactly.
And you can have that. You can have wholehearted faith knowing that. You know how you get there? By telling people about Jesus. I know it doesn't make sense, but it is. Mm-hmm. If you get this book, Ignite Your Life, it'll explain it scripturally. I use context with it with my life experiences, but the scriptures are powerful.
Exactly.
The steps of the righteous are directed by the Lord. He wants to bless you. And guess what? He says, I'll make everything in your life work together for you. This is the most understood scripture in the Bible. It's from Romans 8:28. You know it, but you don't live by it. You don't believe it. But he says it, and he means it to you. Everyone you listen to me right now, he says, I promise you, I'll make everything in your life work together for good from now until you get to heaven. If you do two things. If you love me with your whole heart, okay, number one. And if you love, whatever you love, you talk about. And he says, if you love me with your whole heart, and you live for my purpose, okay? It's real easy to unpack that. His purpose is to seek and save the lost. We all know that.
Right.
So when
we
live our lives to seek and save the lost, we say move everybody every day closer to Jesus. You're doing that so when you walk through, everywhere you go, you have a countenance in your face. You're looking for, you're expecting people to say hi to you. And if it's only to love on them for a moment, say God bless you, but you move everybody every day closer to Jesus. You know what? Now you're thinking about God. It's the lead link of all the links in the chain of being a Christian. That's why it's called the Great Commission. When you do that one, there's no question. You got to be praying because you're praying for all the people you're meeting. And you got to be digging because you keep being asked questions you don't know how to answer. So you have purpose in your Bible. Everything about your life comes alive. It ignites your life. It's so
exciting. And then you realize that the Bible is true, that God really did say the Holy Spirit would give you the words. Because you find yourself saying things, you go, where did that come from? I'm not that smart. Right?
Exactly. And you find yourself in the most incredible situations, and you don't have to be an expert in any of them. You talk to one guy, he just lost his son. Talk to somebody else, their wife just left. Well, find somebody else, they just heard they got cancer. I can't answer all those questions, but God can.
Yeah,
and I walk away every time and say, God, thank you. I don't recall that scripture. I've heard that scripture for years, and you just spoke it through me exactly as you wrote it.
And exactly as that person needed to hear it.
That's
we often talk on our show, Barry, about a word aptly spoken. It is a word that comes from the throne room of God that hits the heart and soul of that individual that touches their lives immensely, right?
Absolutely. You got it. It's exactly right. It's fun. Being Christian is fun. sharing your faith is fun. It's not only fun, it's the most fun thing you could do. It literally, you have the time of your life, folks, for the rest of your life, knowing that you're walking with God, you're representing God, you're living in His promise. He's going to make everything work for good, even on your worst day.
Exactly.
I had horrible days, but in those horrible days, Karen and I will say, okay, God's up to something. Because I know He's promised me everything's going to work for good. So even when it looks so bad, it's an exciting day. Bad days to me are exciting days. Because I know God's going to work it out, and He always does. I love Him. You're like, God, you're so awesome.
Exactly. This is why I tell people, Barry, I've become a but God Christian. And people, what? But God? What do you mean, but God Christian? I said, because when you read in the Bible, you hear all this bad news, right? Here's all this bad news going to happen, and then there's that powerful transitionary phrase that says, but God, but God, right?
I love it.
And that's the difference. That's what you're talking about there. In chapter 9, you talk about living in the sweet spot. We're kind of touching on this and getting out of fear. I mean, Jesus came to liberate us. And that is, I believe, the highest calling and appreciation that we can have in our faith, to be free, right? I mean, and it's something you're not going to get from the government. You're not going to get from politics or anything like that. It only comes from God. If you really want to be free indeed, you have to be connected to the vine, don't you?
Well, you read John 15:11 says, when you bear fruit, my joy will remain with you and your joy will remain full. The promises of the Bible are there, complete. They connect. They all shout this message. Tell people about Jesus. And we're running out of time, folks. There's only 10% of us in America that are saved, and the Lord's coming back. And we have to love the people around us, including the despicable ones, including the ones that are vile, the ones that are offending God, the ones that are shaking their fists at God, their lifestyles, whatever. It doesn't matter. We have to love them. There's no room for anger or hate. They're lost. They're lost. And they're going to stay lost unless Christians tell them God loves them. And we're not doing that. The problem in the world today is not the world. It's us. We've allowed them to get lost.
What did Jesus pray on the cross? He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Right?
Yeah. It's all about love. We got to love. There's no room for anger or hate, any of that. I don't care how bad the person is, how much they're trying to hurt you, how much they're trying to hurt America. They're lost. Yeah. They don't have what we have. Satan's blinded their eyes so they can't see the glorious truth. That's up to us. That's our job. That's why we're Christ's ambassadors. I sell car wax. I love car wax. I love making cars shiny. But when I get to heaven, it's not going to matter how many bottles of car wax I sold. It's like, I wouldn't think about it. The only thing that matters 100 years from now, folks, is how many people are in heaven because of your influence.
Exactly. We want to go through the pearly gates with a parade, right? We want to be leading a parade, right? Go ahead. I'm sorry. I cut you off. We got 30 seconds left.
I just look at that statement Paul said when he's talking to the Thessalonians. He's looking at them. Here, there was no Christians. Now there's thousands. He's speaking to them. And he just stops for a moment. He says, do you know what my crown, my reward's going to be when I get to heaven? It's you.
Yes.
It's you. It's the people that I've led to Jesus Christ. And, folks, when you think about that person, are you going to have rewards in heaven? And if not, there's never been a better time to get started because everybody's looking for the Lord. 80% of the unchurched are looking for God right now. I don't care if they're piercing and green. I don't care how they look. God loves them and they're hungry. And when you lead them closer to Jesus, don't try to get them saved. Just love on them. If we all do that, we can't change the world, but we can change our world by moving everybody that we talk to today a little closer to Jesus. That's all we have to do. And if we keep sowing the seeds, they'll come. Right now, people are not Christians, mostly because they see Christians, and they don't see Christians as loving.
Amen.
Shame on us.
Barry McGuire,
judgmental.
Yeah, Barry McGuire took a small family business into a global brand. McGuire's Car Wax, author of the book Ignite Your Life, Defeat Fear with Effortless Faith. Barry McGuire, God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
I'm Phil Hotzenkoner, the pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. I have a new book out with Charisma Publishing. The title, It's Midnight in America. You know the church is asleep and slumbering in the night. We're on the doorstep of the return of Christ. Every day we see more and more signs of His return. But are you ready? My new book, It's Midnight in America, will answer the most pressing questions about biblical prophecy, the last days. The book will help you connect biblical prophecies with current events. Diminish fear, find hope, and develop an unshakable faith for the days ahead. The book is available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony. The demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, hurricane preparedness week is coming up May 5th through the 11th, which kicks off a hurricane season that some forecasts predict will be an extremely active one. Joining us today is Cheryl Nelson. She's a FEMA disaster preparedness instructor and certified broadcast meteorologist. She's also the founder of PrepareWithShare.com. That's Share.com, not to be confused with I Got You, Babe, Share. This is her, Cheryl. So PrepareWithShare.com. And she's here to share tips for getting ready for hurricane season. Cheryl Nelson, we got you, babe, if I can say that. Excuse me.
Love that intro. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, I said that, and sometimes what happens, things come out in such a way they're kind of spontaneous, and then part of me says, I hope that does not offend her.
Oh,
so thank
not
you for
at all.
Having
no,
a sense
no,
of humor.
No. Yes. Yeah, of course.
But I love it. But, you know, see, people are going to remember Share.com, right? PrepareWithShare.com, because we did that little I got you, babe, kind of thing, right?
They will, and it's spelled the same way, too, so it's perfect. Yeah.
Well, there it is. Hey, we'll put you up in lights, and we'll see you in Vegas to a capacity crowd. Why not? Get you far away from some hurricanes for a little bit anyway. So, okay, let's get serious here and talk about being prepared, for hurricanes and why it's more important than ever this year.
Yes, look at the news. Oh, my goodness. Recent flooding, tornadoes, wildfires across the country. And as a FEMA instructor, I train first responders who are busier than ever. And with climate change, Bill, it's not a matter of if, but when the next disaster will occur. And that's why I teamed up with Generac to encourage everyone to prepare for hurricane season, because it's forecast to be an active one.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while, right? I mean, hurricanes have come, and I'm here on the East Coast in Florida, and so, what happens every year, and it's been seemingly kind of quiet, but it's like one of those ones where you think, okay, any time now, right?
That's the thing. It only takes one. I mean, if it's an Irma in Florida, if it's a Harvey in Texas, if it's a Sandy in the Northeast, it takes one storm. And FEMA has several tips for preparing. And I want to talk about those. The first thing is to make a plan. Talk with your family now. Write down important phone numbers. Build a disaster kit. You want at least 3 days, but ideally 2 weeks of supplies, non-perishable food, water, medication, flashlight, battery, first aid kit, and more. Save important documents now to a flash drive or in the cloud. Fill up your gas tank in advance of a storm. Listen to the news, and if you have to evacuate, be ready to do so with pets. Now, if you stay at home, it's critical to prepare for power outages now instead of waiting for a storm to knock at your door. Having a Generac generator to power a home can be a lifesaver.
Exactly. These are great tips here. And you went through them pretty quick, and I hope everybody was taking notes. And so if they happen to miss something, is there a website that they can go to, make sure that they are prepared with these great tips you just shared with us, Sharon?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, because my website, preparewithshare.com, has a whole page about preparing for hurricanes and natural disasters. So that's certainly somewhere they can go.
Exactly. All right. So, again, that famous website that we're all going to be singing about now is preparewithshare.com. That's where you get, the full complement of all these tips in the checklist. You know, I'd say print it up, put it on your refrigerator, and just check off as you, make sure and double check that list for your plan. Right, Cheryl?
Absolutely. I love that. Okay. And, there's things that people can do now to prepare as well, because you have to think ahead and think about last year, Bill. There were 28 weather disasters in the United States, billion-dollar disasters, and $92 billion in damage was a result of this, which is a new record.
Wow.
So
mm-hmm.
with that comes power outages. And so what I'm telling people to do now is, if you can afford a generator, it makes sense to get one. And Generac home standby generators can power your entire home or essential appliances like HVACs, and they're permanently connected to the home's electrical system, so it starts automatically when the power is out. And home standby generators also provide peace of mind, which is huge during an outage, ensuring that your power stays on in the home, whether you're home or away.
So what else can homeowners do right now, Cheryl?
Yeah, so think about that. Think about getting that generator, because there are certainly advantages. Proactively planning for outages instead of simply reacting during an emergency is the best way to assure home and family preparedness during severe weather. So think about the items in your house that you really want to stay running. Things like maybe your refrigerator, your HVAC system, and backup power should be the cornerstone of every preparedness plan.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, we seem to take that for granted until it's too late, right? So you must heed this warning. Again, this is all about preparation. It's not a matter of if, it is when, isn't it?
It is, and it's human psychology. Everybody wants to say, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it later. And I'm saying during quiet weather times, that's when you really should be preparing and start thinking about your options. And speaking of options, Generac has different options. Maybe the home standby generator is not in your budget. So there's also portable generators, and both offer reliable sources of electricity to keep key systems running during an outage. And Generac offers several options designed to meet your specific needs and budget. And I have to mention this, too, is safety with portable generators. And the Generac GP6500 CO Sense automatically shuts off if carbon monoxide reaches dangerous levels, because you got to remember, portable generators like that one should always be operated outdoors, at least 20 feet away from the home's doors, windows, and vents. People often forget about that.
Well, we're talking with Cheryl Nelson. She's an instructor and meteorologist for FEMA's National Disaster Preparedness Training Center. The other thing you probably don't know about her is that she is also, she's been on Fox and Friends, Weather Channel, AccuWeather Network, CNBC, all these things. She's also a former Virginia State winner of the Miss America pageant. How fun was that?
Oh, it was wonderful to represent the state of Virginia. I really enjoyed that. And my platform was natural disaster preparedness. So it's something I've been passionate about as a meteorologist for a long time.
Well, excellent. Well, congratulations on a great career, and also a heart to, help people be aware of, hurricane season and coming on the show. So regarding, With Generac, if people are interested in connecting with Generac, is there a website, or they do that all through your website?
Oh, there is a website. So Generac.com. It's super easy, or you can contact your local Generac dealer, and they can help you pick out what's best for you and your family.
And again, all these great ideas. I'll tell you, we've got about a minute left. I'm going to let you summarize again these key tips. These FEMA tips that you shared with us earlier about making a plan on down.
Yes. And so talk to your family. A lot of people don't talk or sit down at the dinner table together anymore. This is, say, pick a night and say, okay, we're all going to talk about this. We're going to have a plan. Write down your important phone numbers. What if you can't charge your cell phone and you don't know any numbers? You don't know how to get a hold of your electric company or your gas company, because we all just Google it, right? And so
you have
to write those numbers down and then build that kit. And I always tell people, keep a disaster kit in your vehicle as well. That is huge. If you get stranded somewhere, you want to make sure you have items that you need. And a NOAA weather radio. I say everybody should have one of those.
Yes.
Those are especially important for tornado warnings, flash flood warnings, because both of these happen during hurricane season. And you can get those even without hurricane season. So you want to have those items. Save important documents on a flash drive in the cloud. Put them in a safe. Don't be scrambling. If you lose everything in your house and you don't have copies of birth certificates, license, whatnot, passports, what are you going to do?
Yes.
So that's important. And then, of course, the generator. Look at Generac generators and figure out what's best for you and your needs, because being without power, it can be hours, days, weeks, or even longer.
You know, it's been a while since anybody said NOAA weather radio. People, you know, it might be a new term for them because everybody's been relying so much on their mobile devices. You know, so explain real quick here, NOAA weather radio, what they should look for and why these are excellent instruments to have in your disaster kit.
Oh, my gosh, yes. So they have portable ones that you can take with you if you're camping, if you're on the road, golf course, what have you. And then there's also ones that you plug in at home. And these are on a different frequency than cell phones. And they are right to the National Weather Service. You can hear your forecast over and over.
Well, it's been our pleasure to have Cheryl Nelson with us on Hurricane Preparedness Week, which starts May 5th, goes through the 11th. FEMA Disaster Preparedness Instructor and Meteorologist. And for more information, you can check out her website, preparewithcher.com. Thank you, Cheryl. Take care.
Thanks, Bill. You too.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Well, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, and guess who we've got? Cuba Gooding Jr. to talk about his new movie, Firing Squad. You know, we followed his career, Oscar award-winning actor, just a long list of successes. And, of course, everybody will know him for, amongst his many successes, Show Me the Money.
Show me the money.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if you were getting royalties every time people said, show me the money?
Oh, my goodness. I tell you. So my family always said, why didn't you make a T-shirt? Because I didn't know. How did I know? By the time I figured it out, everybody was making that money.
That's right. Exactly. Well, Firing Squad, tell us, how did you get involved with this movie?
So Tim Shea, who wrote, produced, directed it, and I had done a movie where he produced years ago called Freedom, which was a slave tale about these runaway slaves who and I played a character that found redemption through just final sacrifice. And he had sent me this script last year, and he said, listen, you know, we're in dark times, and I have this true story of these three Americans that got in trouble overseas and are sentenced to death. And in their darkest hour, they find redemption, and they literally find their fate. And I said to him, I said, send it to me. And I read it, and it was such an emotional release for me. And it almost awakened something that I've been a Christian since I was 9, 10 years old. I finally found the Lord, and it was like, when did we as a country get away so far away from God?
Exactly.
When is it not cool to have faith in a higher being that's here to help us? Exactly. And I said this movie, man, we need a film to reestablish our faith in society, not just American society, but the world society. And here I am. So I got lucky that way.
You know, I'm glad that you extended the vision beyond America. We're sometimes so American-centric, we forget the impact that America's had on the world and its history. And, of course, our roots in history go back to the Puritans when it all began. You know, we
were a Judeo-Christian
country. We were based on Judeo-Christian biblical principles. And when faithful to God, God was definitely faithful to us, wasn't he?
Yeah, and you know, and you look at all the excuses for war, of people believing that they're trying to hold on to something to protect something, and they forget that, no, it doesn't matter your political beliefs, it doesn't matter what faith you are, there's one God, and what's happening in Gaza on both sides, and in these colleges, and these people are protesting, What happened to the commandment, thou shalt not kill, period? And I think people, they're trying to hold on to their own identity. Everybody wants to feel like we matter. And what's more purposeful than faith? What's more fortifying than faith? And once you finally let go and let God, then you will see that there is another day no matter what is going on in your life. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's so frustrating to turn on the news now and see these images of people thinking that they're doing things to doing God's will. And God's will, he wants, you know, he wants us to just have faith in him and we'll make it to another day, you know. Exactly. And I think these themes are what we're dealing with this true story of these three Americans. So,
yeah, and the firing squad really brings to focus that this is also temporal. You know, the Bible says, Kuma, that, you know, maybe 70, 80 years we might get out of this. Even your character in the movie says, but there's eternity, right? Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And here we are. This time shall pass. The two shall pass. We are here for a season. And yet there's an eternity waiting for us. This is just the beginning. So why start that journey in a dark place? Right. You know, and we have these tools. You know, my mom is the prayer warrior of our family. Yeah. And every day I pray, she said, I didn't understand it as a young kid.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom, by the way.
Yeah, Happy Mother's Day. Shirley Temple Gooding. Yes, ma'am. Happy Mother's Day, Mama. But she would say, pray this prayer. Thine will be done. Thine will be done, God. And I didn't understand it. But now, going through the ups and downs of my career and the bad press and the lies and the good press and the roles like Jerry Maguire and all these things,
yes,
I realize when I don't fight him and his will is done, it always ends up okay. Yes. Everything negative, it always ends up okay. So now I pray that prayer. Thine will be done, God. That's it.
Well, that reminds me of one of my favorite stories in the Old Testament when God is talking with Cain, right? You remember Cain tried to offer some chump change to God. You know, he wasn't showing God the money. And God called him on it, right? And he's all depressed and everything. And basically what God told him, which I believe echoes what you're saying and rings through the millennia, he says, Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you? I mean, this is the God of the universe saying, if you do right, will it not go well for you?
That's it. Yeah. That's it. Just do what's in your heart, and it'll all work out. I agree.
Exactly. Well, and as you say, there's lots of chaos to go around this country right now. It's almost like in part, I think that we're defying gravity. Because we want to defy God and all these godly laws and principles and everything. And it's like, okay, well, let's get up on the roof and fall down. How many more bruises and broken legs do you have to go through before you realize God's in charge?
That's right. I saw this story yesterday. It was so upsetting. This man the pastor was on the pew. He was giving a sermon and the man walked in and click.
Yes.
Click. Right. And you could just see everybody. They didn't know, and then they tackled him, and you could see even there was a peace over him, because God was like, this is not going to happen.
That's right.
But even there, what happened to the sanctity of the church? What happened to a place that we could find sacred? And the further we get away from him, the more that these things are going to be able to open up and let in to our safe place, and it's got to stop, and it's got to stop.
Well, the movie Firing Squad as you say, is a true story.
Yes, sir.
It is consistent with God's character and personality. It's about redemption. Tell
it's
our
about
audience
redemption.
About this. Tell
her. It's about redemption. These three Americans are caught over there overseas, and they get into drugs, and they get sentenced for something very minor. And in the government, they wanted to set an example, so they put them to a firing squad. And without giving too much away about the movie, is you see the journey of the other prisoners and how they grovel and cry and beg and say, this is insane and please and don't. But when these three men find peace and they start to sing the Lord's praises, you see that they get that it's greater than them in that moment and never lose faith. And he is with them even at the very, very end. And it's one of those stories that, you know, we've had several screenings of it. We've had to turn people away now at these screenings, but people have just, they stand up and they weep and they come out of this, the theater in there, like, you know, and everybody's dealing with something. Everybody's got a page. Everybody's dealing, be it grieving a loss or a cancer diagnosis or whatever. But when they see that these men in the darkest hours still have faith in God, it gives them a little bit of hope. And I think that's been the powerful lesson that people have been taking away as they walk away from the screening. So
yeah, and the director's done such a great job in telling this story, because here you are. I mean, you're on death row. You know, there's really no appeal. You happen to be in a
company. No, it's over.
It doesn't fool around. They just say you're dead. I mean, all the influencers that could, all King's horses,
can't put you back together again.
No, can't do it. And here you are. And so you're dealing with the clock running out in this case.
Yeah.
I think they went, several months, but yet they know the clock is ticking. And then they get to that day where the warden comes in and announces, hey, tomorrow's your day. Right?
That's right. And then that's when they finally find peace. And instead of crying and screaming and begging, they sing Amazing Grace in front of the firing squad. So it's a powerful story. And it's funny because once we started screening it, of course, all the streamers came in, the Apple Plus and the Netflixes, but we are actually being a theatrical release on August 2nd in 2,500 screens across the country.
Awesome.
So it's like, it's again, God's will being done. And it's funny because Hollywood always follows the money. You know, it's like they don't want to hear about good old faith-based. No. And then all of a sudden they forget. We as Christians are programmed to go to church on Sundays. And when our pastor tells us to go to the theaters, we go. And that is currency in Hollywood. And that's why you're seeing so many of these movies coming now. And it's just, it's a beautiful thing for faith-based films now.
Well, as you say, it's been a great track record for faith-based films. They've done very well consistently at the box office. My understanding is that Kevin Sorbo was a little jealous that you had to sing Amazing Grace over him. He wanted to be able to sing Amazing Grace.
I know. You know, I didn't even get to work with him. He was in all the scenes that I wasn't. I didn't even meet him until the screening. We both hugged him. We were like, we can't do this again.
We got to do it together.
Yeah, no, I know. It's crazy.
Yeah, what a great guy. Well, the time you got to meet him is you got to go see him on the golf course. He's at the golf course when he's not.
Is he pretty good?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, I haven't swung the links in a while, so I probably embarrassed myself.
Well, all is well. But again, Cuba Gooding Jr., as we wrap things up, congratulations on this movie.
Thank you, sir.
What's your gifting? Not only people of faith, but people who are sitting on the fence trying to realize, is this Jesus thing for real or what? I'm going to let you wrap it up. Go ahead.
I would say to them that I am a living testament of being a God's warrior since I was a teenager. And as you see, I have my ups and my downs, but I'm still here. And if there's anything about my career that's long-lasting or that you can define my career by, it's the endurance that God has given me in this field of work. So enjoy the movie, and don't ever give up. Don't lose faith.
Amen. He's the Oscar-winning actor, Cuba Gooding Jr., the new movie, Firing Squad. Cuba Gooding Jr., thank you. God bless.
Anytime. August 2nd, theaters near you.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know something?